Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. I'm Laura Reynolds. You can hear me weekday afternoons doing your traffic reports on Sports Radio 610, Mix 96.5, 95.7 The Spot, and on 100.3 The Bull. So I appreciate you joining us this morning. This morning, we are going to be talking to Cindy Raisler. She is with ARS Rescue Rooter, and she's the assistant general manager here in the area. And Cindy, I was like totally surprised to learn that there's actually like some tax incentives that we can get on our heating and air conditioning. And I'm like, what? Why have I been missing out on these?
Right. That's a great point. The government this year and actually next year, they're giving us up to $2,000 a year that we can use towards our air conditioning and heating systems as a tax credit. So there's some really great opportunities right now.
$2,000 a year?
Up to $2,000 a year. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I need to know how to get those.
Yeah. So if you're in that market and you're interested in upgrading your air conditioning and heating system, they've got different credits available depending on the type of system that you go with in your home, whether you go with a heat pump system or straight gas and electric.
Okay, so the whole reason behind this is if you upgrade, you're more energy efficient.
Exactly.
So then the government's giving you a rebate for being a good person.
Right. And it's a tax credit. So they have to, make sure they give the information to their accountant so that they can get it back on their taxes.
Oh, awesome. So all we would need to do is once you put in the new system, we get the receipt. And we're going to give that to our accountant, or if we do it ourselves, which please, I'm not going to do my own taxes. I would be in jail pretty soon if I did that, and give them the bill. And then we'll find out we could get back to $2,000 this year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. So are all different systems eligible for this?
Well, they want them to be a certain efficiency. So they're looking at, units that are going to save on your utility costs and things of that nature, going to be more energy efficient. So it's got to be at least a 15 and a half or higher SEER rated unit in order to qualify for the tax credits.
Uh-oh, I heard some like initials there or something, 15 SEER units or...
sorry about that. That's the seasonal energy efficiency rating that the government assigns to air conditioning and heating systems.
Oh, okay. So what if I'm living in a house that maybe is 15 years old, mm-hmm. is it time for me to replace my system or how do I know?
Yeah, in our area, it usually is. The standard air conditioning system in our area, because we use them so much, it generally lasts anywhere from 10 to 12 years. Some of them you're going to get a little longer, some of them a little less, but that's the general rule of thumb is 10 to 12 years in this area.
Okay, so if I'm got a 10 to 12 year old system, is there anything I should be looking for or it's just time?
Well, most of the time it's just time, but usually what you see is that each year that this air conditioner is and heating system is in operation, it's going to cost you a little bit more to operate it each year because it's not as efficient as it used to be.
Oh, okay. So when my electric bill starts going up, that's when I need to call
you. Exactly.
Well, I hate it when that electric bill is high. That's terrible.
Yeah, none of us like paying the light bill salary.
Oh, no, we do not. And, you know, it's funny because, like you mentioned, here in Texas, we, of course, use our AC a lot all the time. I personally don't use my heating at all, but do I still need to get it checked?
You do, because most people are under the same assumption that they don't need to, but the furnace, which, or the air handler, is what houses the blower and what controls your air conditioning system. And so when the air is blowing through your home, you're using that furnace or air handler all year long, whether you realize you're using the heating system or not.
Okay, I did not know that. So, boy, I need to get that done. What about when it comes to the filters that we need to replace, whether it's in our ceiling or it's up in the unit itself? You know, I always feel like, you know, well, it can go a couple more days. It'll be fine.
So everybody thinks that. It is the number one thing that you can do to prolong the life of your equipment and reduce your energy bills is every month, change those filters if they're inside of a grill, down on the wall, or up on the ceiling. Or if you have one of those that's up in your attic, I recommend, you know, manufacturers recommend that you change those twice a year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is there any difference in filters? I mean, I see some are like $20 and some are like $5.
Yeah. So normally the more expensive the filter is, the better rating that you're going to get on it. And it's going to capture and collect more dirt and dust, which is very important for your air conditioning system, because the more dirt and dust that it captures, the less amount of dirt and dust is going to get onto your blower wheel and your evaporator coil, which definitely impacts the quality of air that you're breathing in your home. And it also impacts the how well your system operates in the summertime.
Oh, okay. So I do need to get the better filters on that.
Yes.
Because I've also seen ones that are like really thick, yes, too. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, is that something a regular household needs?
Yes, it is. So usually the really thick filters are pleated, and you know, they've got that little Z shape running through there, and they're going to capture more dirt and dust. But you know, even the filters down at the grill, they're usually even still only capturing 50 to 60% of the dirt and dust in your home. The rest of it gets bypassed and it goes into your air conditioning and heating system, which gets on the blower wheel and the evaporator coil. So if you can get one of those filters that they install behind the furnace that you only change twice a year, that captures about 98% of the dirt and dust. And it will, you'll open up that furnace or air handler, you know, 10, 15 years later, and it will look brand new. In most cases. Oh, mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to go to Home Depot. Because a lot of the things that you've been saying, I just didn't know to do. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling my electric bill will go down. I have a feeling I have pets in my house, so I think, yes, the dust and danger will go down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever, this is a crazy question, but I'm just wondering, have you guys ever studied like a household with like 10 pets versus a household with no pets and how the filters can help?
Yes. So if you've got, I mean, we've gone into different environments where you have people with a large amount of pets versus people that don't. And because of all, just like people, pets have dander. And just like we do, and we slough off hair and skin every day, so do your pets. And yes, if you're in a home that has more pets than, no pets or one, it's going to make a huge difference. And you may need to change your filters even more often.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm guessing with pets, and then if you have a smoker in the house,
yes,
you definitely have to change with a smoker in the house.
Right. Yeah, all of that is going to attach itself to your blower wheel and to your evaporator coil. And it's going to cause more stuff to just accumulate.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, wow. Okay. So get the better filters, change them more often. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, like, if you're seeing, you said higher electric bills, and if we see a lot of like dust on our furniture, yes, it's probably a good indication of, hey, Laura, get off your butt.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, we always think it can go an extra day or two. That's one of the worst things that we can do to our air conditioning and heating systems, because it starts restricting the airflow, which means your system is having to work much harder to deliver the cool or warm air to you, which means it will also malfunction quicker.
I'm going to go back to the tax incentives again, real quick, because I'm wondering, do all, whether it's a tax attorney or an accountant or whatever, do they know about these, or do I need to be like, you know, hey, dude, I got a new one?
Yes, they do know about these, but they will need that documentation whenever you turn in all your tax paperwork. They're going to need that documentation.
Well, cool. Well, Cindy, this is just like such great information. I'm assuming that you have a website with a blog or articles that we can reach out and learn more.
Absolutely, we do. Just reach, go out to the internet, www.ars.com.
Oh, that's easy. ARS.com. I've got that. I don't even have to remember a phone number.
No, but in our area, they can remember the all sevens. We have every area code 777-7777, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Well, I hope I'm not calling you at 3 a.m., okay? That's all I'm saying.
No, well, hopefully not. You're not having an emergency that you have to do that. But should they call in at 3 a.m. in the morning, we have people on staff 24 hours a day that answer the phones.
Oh, terrific. Well, Cindy, this has been just fantastic information. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Yeah. And, you know, just preventive maintenance, the number one thing that you can do to help your air conditioning and heating system, getting those regular maintenance, just like changing the oil in your car or getting a tune-up in your car. It's the same concept. And we do the same thing on plumbing. People don't think about it for their water heaters and the quality of water that they're drinking in their home. But that's also very important for the water heaters as well, and maintain their plumbing systems.
We need to get some kind of tax incentive for plumbing.
They have those out there also.
What?
So, it's up to $2,000 for plumbing as well. If they're looking to upgrade from a tanked water heater to either a tankless or a heat pump water heater.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe that you could get up to $2,000 on heating and AC and up to $2,000 on plumbing. Yep. Now is the time to get this done.
It is. Take advantage of it right now. And then on top of that, they've got different incentives if anybody wants to upgrade their breaker boxes or if they want to have their attic re-insulated.
Oh, that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, Cindy, give us that website one more time.
ARS.com.
Well, I appreciate your time today. This info was fantastic, and I really hope it's going to save listeners a ton of money.
It will.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Cindy.
No, thank you, Laura. I appreciate it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.